Thank you and good afternoon. We voted for public safety and boots on the ground, both firemen's boots and the boots of more sheriff's deputies. That was the refrain heard at today's Board of Supervisors meeting and the discussion surrounding the formation of a Citizens Advisory Committee to provide recommendations to supervisors on how the revenue from Measure Z will be spent. Under Sheriff Billy Hansel, Humble Bay Fire Chief Ken Woods, and Probation Chief Bill Damiano were adamant that an increased fire, police, and probation presence is needed in the most rural areas of the county, and Measure Z will help fund those services. The board has decided that the committee will be compromised of 9 members, 5 appointed by the supervisors, 1 from each district, 2 at-large selections approved by the board, and 2 representatives, 1 each for police and fire. The board will finalize the committee formation at its December 16th meeting. The supervisors also approved the county's legislative priorities with its lobbyists in Sacramento, with a greater focus and concern for the impacts Proposition 47 will have on local crime. That measure has changed some offenses from felonies to misdemeanors and led to a drastic drop in the jail population, but Chair Rex Bone expressed his grave concerns about a potential rise in crime as a result. The board also approved a request from County Public Works to allow county vehicles to take part in the KEKA Thunder Country Truckers Parade on December 13th. The proceeds from this year's KEKA Thunder Country Truckers Parade will benefit the Teen Center at the Boys and Girls Club of the Redwoods. Humble Bay Fire responded to a report of light smoke coming from the rear of a 2-story residence in the 2200 block of Fairfield Street in Eureka Monday morning. 3 engine companies and the ladder truck were dispatched, and the second arriving engine company immediately placed a ladder against a second floor window where a woman was trapped. Firefighters were able to get her out of the house safely, and the fire was brought under control in 30 minutes, although 1 of 3 pet cats found on the second floor perished in the blaze. Firefighters were on scene for more than 2 hours performing overhaul operations and ensuring the fire had not extended into the walls surrounding the building's laundry room, where it was determined the fire was caused by a closed dryer. A Santa Rosa man who was pulled from the Smith River on Saturday morning after his drift boat was swamped has been identified as 57-year-old Santa Rosa resident J. Eugene Jackson. According to the Del Norte County Sheriff's Office, Jackson drowned in the river near Jedediah Smith Campground as witnesses watched helplessly from shore. Jackson ended up in the river after his anchor snagged and caused the boat to swamp in the fast-moving, rain-swollen waters. Jackson was seen floating face down in the river until a witness entered the water and pulled him to shore near the campground. 2 park rangers conducted CPR until medical personnel arrived, and he was pronounced dead at the scene. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The investigation into the shooting death of a Eureka man on November 15th continues, and Eureka Police Chief Andy Mills spoke about that investigation on Monday's Talk Shop. Mills said that when officers arrived on scene at just before 4 o'clock that Saturday morning, they found 22-year-old Eureka resident Casey Joseph Campbell dead from an apparent gunshot wound.
And it was at 3:59 in the morning as officers got there, and there was one lone male who was shot in the back in a line in the street. Deceased. We're working on that. We have some leads that we're following up on. We're looking at technology to help us further that along. You take a look at things like, social media and personal items and allow yourself to kind of get an advantage on these investigations.
Chief Mills pointed out that crime statistics show that people who engage in criminal activities or who are around those who do are much more likely to become the victim of crime.
And it's interesting that when your family members start coming forward, and are able to give you a little bit of background information, things become a little bit more clear. But, the thing that I really want to stress with the community is you don't do the things that can get you in big trouble, then you normally don't wind up being the victim of violent crime. If you're out at 4 o'clock in the morning doing something, you wind up sometimes getting injured or hurt.
Mills also said that when it comes to violent crime, he is focused on getting out information to the community as quickly as possible so that community members are aware of what's happening in their neighborhoods. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.